Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. Facebook announced it will let influencers in the U.S. post paid content for political campaigns if the posts are clearly identified as ads. This follows a New York Times report on Thursday that Democratic candidate Mike Bloomberg's presidential campaign had paid popular Instagram meme pages for posts and had partnered with the group called Meme 2020, led by the CEO of the viral media group, Jerry Media. Facebook says sponsored political content won't go into the Facebook political ad library unless the creator pays to boost their posts. On Instagram, paid posts will need to use the branded content ads tool that adds the paid partnership label to a post. Posts that contain the voice of the politician will not be fact-checked under Facebook and Instagram policy, but posts in the voice of solely the influencer will be. Apple announced it does not expect to meet its second quarter forecast for revenue due to global supply constraints for iPhones and lower Chinese demand as a result of the coronavirus outbreak. Apple said it had previously expected to report net sales between $63 and $67 billion in its fiscal second quarter, a wider range than usual given the uncertainty, but didn't specifically update those figures. Bloomberg sources say Apple's iPhone SE 2 is still on track to launch in March, with a new iPad Pro expected in the first half of the year. Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk tweeted on Monday that, quote, all organizations developing advanced AI should be regulated, including Tesla. This was in response to an MIT Technology Review profile of OpenAI, which Musk co-founded in 2015 as a nonprofit. OpenAI was originally backed by $1 billion to pursue open research into advanced AI for the goal of benefiting society. The organization officially formed a for-profit arm owned by a nonprofit parent corporation in 2019 and accepted $1 billion in investment from Microsoft. Musk also said he has no control and very limited insight into OpenAI, and that his confidence in Dario Amodei, OpenAI's research director, is not high. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos announced in an Instagram post he will commit $10 billion to fight climate change through a new fund called the Bezos Earth Fund. Bezos said the money will help scientists, activists, NGOs, and any effort that offers a real possibility to help preserve the Earth from the impact of climate change. A Verge source says the fund won't engage in private sector investment and will focus entirely on charitable giving. On the 30th anniversary of the launch of Adobe Photoshop, Adobe announced updates to the photo editor. Photoshop for iPad now has the Object Selection tool, which first came to the desktop 3 months ago. It uses AI to detect objects in an image. The iPad version also gets additional typesetting and formatting controls. On the desktop, the Lens Blur feature now runs on the GPU, providing a more realistic bokeh effect. And the Content Aware Fill workspace now lets you select multiple objects and apply multiple fills at once. Microsoft released its all-in-one Office app for iOS and Android to everyone. The app combines mobile versions of Word, Excel, and PowerPoint, and lets you browse files in OneDrive. It supports third-party cloud storage from Box, Dropbox, Google Drive, and iCloud. It also syncs with Windows 10 Notes and includes Office Lens Scanner and a QR code reader. A version with limited support for Android tablets is also out, with a tablet-optimized version for both Android and iPad OS coming soon. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that Apple is considering letting users set third-party web browser and email defaults in iOS as well as allowing direct integration of third-party music services on HomePod, according to sources. Apple's prohibition against third-party defaults on iOS was questioned last year at a hearing by the U.S. House of Representatives antitrust panel, and Spotify filed an antitrust complaint about Apple's App Store policies and lack of HomePod access to the EU. According to the sources, Apple has not reached a decision on whether to change its third-party default policy, but changes could be rolled out as early as iOS 14. The U.S. House Committee on Oversight and Reform sent a letter to Amazon looking into Ring's partnerships with local governments and police departments, as well as its data collection policies. The letter asked for records of all Ring agreements with cities and law enforcement, all instances of police departments requesting footage, all third parties Ring has shared footage and personal data with, and whether municipal partners also pay for Amazon's Recognition facial recognition service. The letter asked for a briefing on privacy and security from Ring by February 27th and answers to all questions by March 4th. Ring stated it's reviewing the letter and intends to respond. New Mexico Attorney General Hector Balderas filed a lawsuit alleging that Chromebooks provided by Google to schools in the area for free collect personal information from children under 13 years old without parental consent. The complaint claims that Google deliberately deceived parents and teachers and collected geolocation information, website visits and internet histories, search engine records, student contact lists, voice recordings, and used student emails for advertising purposes, all in violation of the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. Google denied the claims, saying that they are, quote, factually wrong. And finally, the Federal Supreme Court of Switzerland upheld a lower court ruling that likes and shares of content on Facebook can be considered illegal defamation. The court cited the potential for such content to spread rapidly on social media could make likes and shares defamatory in nature, and Swiss law only requires that an act be communicated to a third party to meet the threshold for defamation. The decision says a major factor in a defamation case would be how visible the shared post was outside of an immediate friend network of the defamed individual. The ruling goes back to a 2015 case where an individual liked and shared several posts critical of the animal rights activist Erwin Kessler, portraying him as a neo-Nazi and anti-Semite. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.